paragraph Yud Gimel. Vize shepirish Rashi al pasuk lo yilbash gever, and this is why if you take a look in Rashi, where he explains the mitzvah in the Torah regarding a man not being allowed to put on women's clothing and vice versa in Chumash Dvarim, Kapitel Chav Beis Pasuk Hei, Rashi HaKadosh says there, Shedovor ze goyrim leniyuf. Because if men and women change clothes, if women want to wear pants and they want to wear other garments that are normally associated only with men, or if a man wants to wear women's type clothing, this will lead to adultery and to all kinds of pigama bris. Ki ikar haniyuf nimshach mikfirus, hanimshocha miatzas hanochosh, shehem atzas horishoim, hamahapchim hoemes, veroitzim lahalim hoemunak doisho. Because the adultery and all of these types of sins come from denial of Hashem, which comes from the advice of the snake, which is the advice of the evil people who change the truth and they try to hide, they try to cover up the true faith of the Jewish people. Al yedei levushe ish, shem b'chinas sechel, using men's garments, they try to cover the woman, the emuna, with men's garments, with emes, meaning b'chinas sechel, sho'imrim she'en hasechel mechayev kach. When you talk to them about faith, they say, hold on a second, that's irrational. That doesn't make sense. Prove it. So when it comes to things that you're supposed to believe in, have faith in, which is the concept of Isha, there they try to cover it up with Ish, with men's garments, with emes. They try to deny the things that we're supposed to believe in by saying it's not true. Prove it. V'chein lehefech. And then the opposite also. Roitzim lahafoichu lahastir haseichel hoemes al yidei emunas kuzvius shein b'chinas levusha ishu kanal. When it comes to the emet, when it comes to truth, which is something that a person, even to the degree that a person can understand it, person can understand that it don't make sense, person looks into their books of religion or their books of culture and sees all kinds of contradictions in it. They see all kinds of things that don't make any sense. So when that happens, what do? They try, when it comes to the MS, the man, they try to cover it with women, with ladies' garments, with emuna. There they say, no, everything doesn't have to make sense. When it comes to faith, not everything has to make sense. You don't have to understand everything. V'zeh b'chinas niuf mamish. And this is literally adultery. Ki ikar haniuf nimshach mizeh. Because this is where adultery comes from. This is where sins, all sins of pigama bris come from swapping these things in an improper way. Swapping emes and emuna. You know, applying emuna where emes is supposed to be and applying emes where emuna is supposed to be. Ki ho etzoi sein bechinas tipe haseichel kanal. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likut Imran Tor Zayin that advice comes from the brain. It's the droplets of the brain, just like the seed that generates, that produces children, also originates in these droplets in the brain. Ukemoi shebeinyan hazivug, just as when it comes to mating between male and female, mi shezivugoi beheter ubigdusha piatoira, people, men and women who have relations in a kosher way, with holiness, following all the guidance of the Torah, who mitzvah gedoyla. That's a tremendous mitzvah. It's an incredible good deed. V'zoyche lohilid neshama yisboilam. And though they're zoyche to bring souls into the world, shehem megalin elokusi yisborach, which broadcast and reveal the greatness of Hashem, the revelation of Hashem. Shezeh ikar hamitzvah. This is the main purpose. This is the main reason for Jews getting married and Jews bearing children. Lahamid toilodois kedei legalois amitosei boilam. To bring children into the world who will spread the enlightenment of Hashem, of the and Hashem's truths, the Torah, Yiddishkeit. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, doer ledoer yeshabach masecha. One generation to the next generation will transmit and will praise Hashem's deeds. And as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likut Imran, Torah Zion, in Chelek Beis, I believe, both in Chelek Aleph, and in Chelek Beis, possibly. Because when a husband and wife mate Bikdusha with holiness, that's the union of Emes and Emuna. Through which that's how people achieve recognition of Hashem. We explained earlier, true recognition of Hashem is only through the combination of Emes Vemuna, which is Ish and Isha, Zohar and Ekeva. But when there is a mating between male and female in an unkosher manner, when there's adultery or there's sinful relations, that leads to kfira, that leads to denial of Hashem. Ki kol taivas niuf nimshach mikfira is kanal. Because Rav Nosson Zal says the whole desire for illegal or illicit relations comes from a lack of complete faith in Hashem. Ki poigea bezer emes. Because the person is going against the seed, true seed, and he's drawing false seed. When a person commits any type of pigama bris, the terminology that's used in the Torah about it is he's moving away from zera emes and moving into zera sheker. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya Novi, Kapitel Nun Zayin, pasuk Daled, Yildei Fesha Zera Sheker, children of sin, children of falsehood. So we see these two go together. Venechla for emes basheker, and the person exchanges truth for falsehood. Vohemuna bechinas isha yiras Hashem, and faith, true faith, which is referred to in the Sforim HaKadoshim as the woman of respect for Hashem, nechlefes beisha zayna, is exchanged for the illicit woman, shehi b'chinas emunas kuzvius, which symbolizes those false beliefs. Veze b'chinas chiluf hamalbushim, hanal meish liisha meish liish. This is the whole concept of men and women swapping clothing. A woman wearing man's clothes and vice versa. Shehei b'chinas niuf kanal. That's associate. That's a form of adultery. Ki machlifin u'malim im ho'emes ha'ide emunas kozvia shalehem. Because again, they cover up the truth with false beliefs. They try to deny the obvious truths by saying, faith, belief, I believe in this. And belief doesn't have to be explained, doesn't have to be rationalized, doesn't have to make sense. V'chein ma'alimim ho'emuna al yidei ho'emes shalehem, shu'be'emes sheker v'chosav kanal. And they try to cover up the proper faith, the holy faith of the Jewish people, our faith in Hashem and Tzadikim. There they try to apply their truths, their scientific truths or other kind of truths, which are really false. Aval Hashem Yisborach hivdilonu mehem. However, Baruch Hashem, Hashem has set us apart from them. Veheir bonu nekuda soemes al yidei hatzadikim amitiim. And Hashem has shined into us the purity of truth through the true tzaddikim, shemalbishim es soemes v'emuna bebchinas chalukah derabbanan, whereby these true tzaddikim, they're always feeding us truth and faith, packaged in this garment, in this packaging, which is called chalukah derabbanan, shehem chidusheim hanayroim, which is their Torah, the Torah of these great tzaddikim. In their Torah is found tremendous revelation of faith in Hashem and a clarification of the truth of Hashem. Shaydeze hey machnisim bonu emes v'emuna. That's how they shine into us emes and emuna shaydezeh onu zeichen l'stakel alu emes, and that's what gives us the ability to see the truth. Losrei dezeh mi'emunas kuzvius, and to remove ourselves, to stay far away from false beliefs, ulehischazek be'emuna hakdoisha, and to fortify ourselves with true holy faith in Hashem. Afal pi she'ein mevinim basechel, even though we don't understand it completely. V'chanal, as we mentioned earlier.